I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Workers in the Tuscaloosa area spent their holiday weekend dealing with a massive sewage spill that could pose a serious threat to area waterways. Officials with the city of Northport say four pump stations were forced to close Saturday in order to perform emergency repairs on the main sewer pipeline. Those stations overflowed, leaking an unknown amount of raw sewage into three area creeks and the Black Warrior River. Nelson Brook is the Black Warrior Riverkeeper. He says city officials are waiting on guidance from the Alabama Department of Environmental Management before starting to clean up.
And that's absolutely not the way it should be. They should have been on scene doing cleanup and disinfection and putting out public notices at downstream public access points as the spill was happening.
Brook adds the city's single post on Facebook to announce the spill was not nearly enough to communicate the potential danger, especially during a holiday weekend as thousands of people were using the river. ADEM officials are currently sampling water and investigating the extent of the spill. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Family members say 94-year-old Roscoe Brown Jr. died at a Bronx, New York hospital this past Saturday. Brown, with five other airmen, accepted the Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of the Tuskegee Airmen back in 2007. The airmen were a segregated unit in Alabama. President George W. Bush and Congress awarded the airmen with one of the nation's highest honors for fighting to defend their country, even as they faced bigotry at home. The 4th of July weekend has come and gone, and Alabama's beaches were filled as vacation season is in full swing. Gulf Coast tourism generated $12.6 billion for the state last year. Brian Jones is with the state's Department of Tourism. He says visitors who come once for a specific event are becoming repeat customers after the initial visit.
It introduces a family or a person to the area, and then usually they have such a good time, then they come back and plan a spring break trip or they plan a summer vacation.
Jones also says that local businesses make enough money over the summer to have slow months during the winter. Baldwin County alone saw 6.1 million visitors in 2015. A 50% chance of scattered showers and storms developing after midnight in the Tennessee Valley this evening, with lows in the lower 70s. An 80% chance of late thunderstorms in central and west Alabama tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, with lows in the upper 70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.